Okay, so should we start with our rosebud thorn?
Let's do it. I can go first.
Yeah,
So,
you go
okay.
first.
My rose, let's see, is probably this Taylor Swift class that I'm taking right now. So it's for my music minor, and the class is titled The Music of Taylor Swift. So basically, our homework is to just like listen to all of the albums and give our like reviews and ratings. So it's perfect for me and I love it.
Tell all, what's your highest rated album? Or is that a secret?
Well, I haven't like gotten through all of the albums yet because right now we're on Red and we're doing it in order. So I'll have to update once I get to the end. But right now, my highest is Speak Now. So we'll
A good one.
see. It is, yeah, that's, oh, it's just a no skip album for me. And then Bud is probably this podcast because I'm so excited about it.
You stole
And
my
I think
bud.
it's, I'm sorry. I thought that might be yours. And I was like, eh, I'm just going to do it anyways. So that's my Bud. I'm excited to have that routine. And Thorn, this is kind of hard because I feel like I don't have any big ones this week, but I guess I'll just say lack of sleep. Like I just have been going to sleep way too late and not really been like well rested. So in the next few days, I'm just gonna like let myself sleep. I don't really have too much going on. So yeah, that's my rosebud thorn. You go next.
Okay, my rosebud thorn. So Rose is, I've been doing a lot of interesting new things in the past week. I tried country dancing for the first time and had a
Love.
blast. I'm terrible at it, I found. I also went to trivia here in Washington, D.C. and won a free pretzel. So
Oh
I'm,
my
yeah,
gosh. Oh my gosh, that's
I'm
so
really.
funny because my friends and I play trivia in Greensboro. Like we've played it before, and this they have like a pretzel question. So like is that the same way in DC?
No, it's just if you get third place, you get a free pretzel. So
Oh, gotcha.
I did get third place, not first.
Oh, slay.
But I'm still in the
Yeah.
top three.
Yeah. Ours is like, if it's like
And
one specific question where if you get that one right, it's like super obscure and you win.
oh.
Anyways.
Well, maybe I'm meeting at Greensboro.
Okay.
So that's my rose. My bud, I'm gonna steal your bud. Sorry.
Do it.
Is also this podcast. I'm pumped. And my thorn is my garbage disposal and dishwasher are both broken at the moment.
Oh
So if you can imagine, I have considered wearing water shoes into the kitchen because of the leakage levels.
Oh my
And
word.
yes, and
That's
not
very
only
bad.
can we not use the dishwasher to wash things, we also cannot properly use the sink to wash things because of the broken garbage disposal. So it's a real double whammy in the washing of dishes department.
Oh my gosh, that is unfortunate.
Yes,
Oh.
very unfortunate. Okay,
Oh
so I'm thinking, since we haven't talked about it yet, we should go ahead and introduce the podcast. So do you want to get us started?
yes. Yeah, so our podcast is called Tar Heel Thoughts. And our little tagline is tongue twister, from Chapel Hill to Capitol Hill, because as we're going to talk about in a second, I'm in Chapel Hill right now, and Sophie is in DC. So we thought that would be a catchy little title. And we're just kind of vibing. I don't know. We're talking about pretty much whatever we feel like. Nothing like super profound or deep. Maybe one week it will be, but there's a lot of different things that are important to us and that we like to talk about. When Sophie and I are together, we just yap. So that's gonna be what this podcast is. And yeah, what can you add?
I would jump off of that and say that I think a lot of times I listen to a podcast and I leave feeling like I learned a lot and heard a lot of very profound things. And I don't think that's what I want this to be. I think this is just about us experiencing little life things and talking about it. And I also think it's very conversational. And
Yeah, for sure.
We will have a different guest and a different topic. So we'll be talking about everything involved in our lives, mental health,
Yes.
travel, Chapel Hill, internships, career, friendships, relationships. And we also recognize that our experiences are limited, and having guests on can be great to broaden our perspectives. So that's what it's all about. And we talked a little bit about ourselves, but I think we'll go ahead and introduce ourselves. So, Sarah, do you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. So I'm Sarah. I am a UNC student. Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm not a UNC student. I'm a UNC alum.
Cute crisis.
That was a glitch. I'm a UNC alumni. Wow. And I just graduated about 2 weeks ago, and I got my degree in, or I got my bachelor's in education. So my focus was human development and family studies, and I had a minor in music. And a little bit about me is I love all things musical, so I really love playing the piano. I have a piano in my room, which is like one of my favorite things ever to just like dabble in the piano when I'm stressed or overwhelmed. So I love that. I really love spending time with my friends. I'm a huge extrovert, so anything that involves other people is like A-okay with me, whether that's getting coffee with friends or just like going to grab drinks or just like hanging out on the couch, anything with people I love. And then I also really love baking. This is something I picked up during COVID, actually. And I've been getting a little bit more into it recently. During the school year, it's hard because like there's no time, but I want to do a little bit more this summer. I love doing like cupcakes, cakes, cookies, those kinds of things. So, yeah, but I'm in Chapel Hill this summer, most of the summer at least, taking my Taylor Swift class, and I'm doing some babysitting. And yeah, I'm just kind of like soaking up the last of my time here because it's coming to a
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
When you said I'm a UNC student, I in my mind was like, yes, true. She is a UNC student.
I still feel like I am. I mean, I'm taking a class, so I am. I don't know.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, but you did just go through graduation, so.
Yeah, so I am not a student.
Hi, I'm Sophie. I am a UNC student, but I am not in Chapel Hill. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. this summer. And I've been in Washington, D.C. since January. I've been working a job in public policy and now in criminal justice. And that's something that I really enjoy. I am a big reader. I love reading. I'm currently reading a book called Into the Wild,
Oh,
which
cool. I've
I'm
heard that book.
told ends in
I've
him
heard it's
starving.
nuts. Yeah, I've heard it's
Yeah.
crazy. Oh my gosh.
So not a chillaxed read, as I suspected based on the title. Well, I suppose it's called Into the Wild. I love all things outdoors. I am a member of the local climbing gym here, and I go almost every day. And I love hiking and I love backpacking. I'm going on a big backpacking trip at the end of the summer. I love putting myself into new situations. I'm, like Sarah, a big extrovert. That is why we spend all of our time yapping. And I would say, oh, my major, I'm public policy and political science are my two majors, but it's been kind of a journey for me because I started in neuroscience and then actually later found that I enjoyed public policy and political science. So that's pretty new for me. So, yeah, that's our introductions and the topic of today's podcast, which we felt would be very fitting, is reflecting on the past semester because our semesters both just came to a close and we're moving into new chapters in our lives in the next couple of months. And I always think it's really helpful when you're closing a chapter and opening a new one to do some reflection. So
Yeah.
that's what we'll do. Sarah, do you want to go first?
Yeah. So, gosh, my semester, I feel like it flew by, but at the same time, like I remember days just dragging on. So it's so weird to like think back to the very beginning. So back in January was the start of the semester, and I so a little bit of background, HDFS majors have an internship the usually their senior year. Like for me, it was last semester senior year. So I wasn't really like on campus a lot this semester, really at all. I interned at an elementary school, which was really awesome, with a music teacher. So that took up pretty much all of my time. I think the beginning of the semester was a little rocky for me mentally. I just wasn't like totally all there. But as the semester went on, like getting into the routine of things was super helpful. And it was really awesome to be with kids every day, all day. Like I really loved that. And developing the routine of like waking up early, which that sucked at first, but I found that I actually enjoy being up early because then I have like so much of a longer day, and I don't
Totally
know.
agree.
Yeah, I like I don't know, maybe I'm becoming a morning person, but so yeah, that internship was the bulk of my semester academically. And then I kind of closed the internship with a poster presentation slash research in quotations project. And that was kind of based around like the impact of movement on children in music class and how like
That's awesome.
it was so fun. Engaging in movement activities can be helpful for kids learning and focusing more. So that was kind of my like project focus. And so that's all like academic. And then on like the flip side, it was like my last semester in college. So that was bittersweet in a lot of ways. There's a lot of really cool lasts, like last things that UNC has for seniors. So a lot of that was going on this spring too. So we had senior bar golf, which was super fun. And for those who don't know, it's basically like there's a list of the bars in Chapel Hill that are on this bar golf list, and there's a drink for each bar. I don't really understand golf, so this was a little
I
bit
don't either.
confusing. It was a little confusing for me, but there's like the hardest drink, which is like the least points, and then like one left. I think the hardest one is eagle. Yeah, I think. And then like birdie, and then like par. I think that's right. So the goal is to get like as few points as possible. So yeah, that was fun. It was mostly fun just to like go to all the different places with my friends and dress up like golfers. So that was like really awesome. And then there's this thing called like the bell tower climb, where if you're a senior, you have the chance to climb up to the top of the bell tower at UNC. And there's a book up there where like a bunch of previous seniors have signed, and you can sign the book. And it's really sweet to be able to do that. You used to be able to sign a brick, but they don't let you do that anymore, which is,
Why? I didn't know that.
dude. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it, because when we were there in line, the security guard lady was so pressed about it. She was like, whenever people write on these bricks, like it deteriorates the building, and like it's gonna fall apart. Like it was, I don't know. I guess I kind of get her point, but it's also a tradition, and I feel like, I don't know. I don't
If
know,
it
but
collapses, so be it. At least they upheld the tradition. We'll
yeah,
keep
I mean,
signing bricks on the ground.
yeah, exactly. I know some people that like sneakily signed one anyways, so I guess I could have done that, but I was too afraid. It was still fun though. And then we just had like a couple things that were on like our bucket list to do. So we went back to the dining hall one last time for
Which
one
one did you go
last we
to?
went to Lenore, and I had a great meal. They now have like scoop, like you can get scooped ice cream. So I had
I
like an
didn't
ice
know
cream sundae.
this is
Yeah.
new.
Yeah. I was like, good thing this wasn't here when I was on campus, because I would be eating ice cream every single day. So that was fun. And then, yeah. And then graduation happened. So that was just like a whirlwind weekend. I had my department graduation and the big whole everyone graduation on the same day. So, mine was like the School of Education graduation. That was in the morning. And then the big one was at like 7:30 at night. So my mom came up, my sister came up, my grandparents came up, and it was really cool just to like have all the people I love in the same place for graduation day. And especially as a someone who graduated in 2020 high school, like not getting that closure, I felt like this really kind of made up for that. Like, it was a very formative, like, this chapter is closing and this is like recognizing it. So I thought that was awesome. And the graduation speaker was incredible. She is, I can't remember her name, but she's going to space in like a few months. And she went to UNC and she was incredible. Her speech was really, really amazing. And
What did
that
she
was
have to
definitely
say?
the highlight. She told a lot of stories about like working with her team and like building relationships and like trust in people and like her. I mean, there are a lot of takeaways from it, but her kind of thing was like, you probably don't know exactly what you're going to do next. And like, that's fine, which is affirming to hear at graduation. But yeah, she really just stressed the importance of like leaning on the people around you and like the connections that you have. And yeah, I was hanging on to her every word. She was really awesome. And she was just such a great storyteller. Like every story
That
had
makes a
a really,
difference.
yeah. It wasn't
Yeah.
like she was just blabbing. It was, yeah, it was awesome. So yeah, that's been like a little bit over 2 weeks ago now. So things have slowed down. I'm just like, I'm still doing stuff, but ever since, you know, graduation, it's been a little bit less busy around here. Chapel Hill is definitely a little empty, but I like
Yeah,
the
I
vibe.
bet.
I've never been here in the summer before, so I kind of like
Really,
being
I didn't know that.
I like being able to be on campus and not like feel so overcrowded and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
So I'm having some thoughts based on what you described. A couple of things. First, I love what the graduation speaker was saying about it being okay that you don't know exactly where you're going, but trusting in your relationships. And that really reminds me of something that somebody told me once, which was try to have clarity, not certainty.
Ooh, I
So
like that.
I think maybe having clarity in terms of your relationships and what's important to you in life, but no need for certainty in terms of what you're going to do next. I think that's really important. The second thought that I'm having is I'm curious if, with not being on campus really this semester, you felt like you already had one foot out the door.
Yeah, I would, I mean, it definitely felt weird not being on campus at all during the week. Like, I felt like I was honestly working like a full-time job, but I obviously wasn't getting paid. So yeah, I think it was a good kind of transition out. Like, part of me is like, oh, I wish I would have been able to be on campus, you know, my last semester. But I think, you know, in the next few years, like, I'm gonna be probably doing something more like that, like having a structured routine, and like whenever I like get a job, it's gonna look more like that. So I think it was a good taste of what the future looks like. And it was a nice mix because I still came to camp, or not campus, but I still did things with UNC people. Like, I still did my, like, the organizations I'm in, I still participated in that, and I still went to like on-campus events, basketball games, and that kind of thing. So I was still getting like Carolina experience. It was just like not the academic side. It was definitely different, but it was just like, it was a good kind of different, I think.
So it sounds like maybe in terms of preparing, you were preparing for what the next stage of your life was going to look like while still engaging actively with
Yeah.
Carolina in a lot of
Yeah.
ways.
Yeah. No, that's, I would say that was accurate.
Also, second thing is I've never been in Chapel Hill over the summer, but I have been in Raleigh over the summer, so I've gotten to visit Chapel Hill a little bit. And I actually love walking around campus in the summers. It's so,
Yeah.
I couldn't do it forever, but the emptiness of it is nice because I think sometimes it can feel very overwhelming to be perceived by such large numbers of people when you're walking around.
No, that's so true. And like, our campus is so pretty. And I think I forget it because it's like I've become so used to it. But really, in all four seasons, like there's just it's something about it. It's just so beautiful. So yeah, I've been trying to like really soak that in.
Yeah, it is beautiful. My semester mirrors yours in some ways, I would say.
Okay.
So
Also.
for me, I made a big change this past semester. I moved to Washington, D.C., and I started working a full-time job. I was still taking one class through the university because it was sort of a university program, but it wasn't a very serious class. So most of my life was really focused on this job. And I was also immersing myself in a new city and meeting new people and finding new things that I enjoyed. And my life looked very, very, very different because my schedule most days would be wake up, hop on the metro, listen to a podcast maybe on the way to work, show up at work, get my stuff done, maybe have some meetings, make some coffee in the
She's a working girl.
yeah, and then head back and maybe meet up with a friend for dinner, coffee or something, climbing in the evening, and then go to bed. And for an extrovert, it's a lot harder to adjust to that kind of lifestyle, I would say. And also, it was really tough for me to be away from a community that I cared so much about. So
Right.
I think that that was the biggest change for me. I would say some things that I have taken away from that experience is I think it's really reaffirming when you work in a job and feel very passionately about it. Because I think maybe you go through school and work a series of jobs in food service or internships or whatever it is, and maybe you don't feel so passionately about them. And then maybe there's some skepticism around, like, is there a job that I could work in that I would feel really passionately about? And I was very happy about that. Another thing is, putting myself in a lot of discomfort was really great for me. And because I didn't know a lot of people going in, I just started trying new things. And it's very vulnerable to walk into a space that you're not comfortable in with people you don't know and just start talking to people or to try something that it feels like everybody else is good at. But in the, at the end of the day, everybody starts in the same place. And I think that's a reaffirming thing to remember. And I also know that when I have been in a community for a long period of time, I would like to welcome anybody new to that community with open arms because I know how stressful it can feel. The second thing is, I think I really grew to appreciate the little things because some days were really hard and some days required a lot of adjusting to new things. And so I came to really appreciate, like, I remember one morning I woke up and I was out on my balcony and I saw a few snowflakes coming down and I took a deep breath and thought, okay, this is going to be okay. There are little snowflakes coming from the sky. And
That's so sweet.
the last thing is I think that DC can feel very serious sometimes. And I think that's a good thing. Because everybody feels very strongly about what they want to do with their career and where they're headed. And I don't think that that's always a perspective that I want to have. I think it's very important to care deeply about what you're doing. I don't always think it's important to have the next 5 or 6 years planned out. And so I worked really hard to find a little bit of unseriousness. So I would just sort of like find things throughout the day that I found kind of funny. Like the other day I was walking around and I picked up a flower off of the ground and I thought, okay, what if I just stood here and held it out? How long would it take until a stranger grabbed it?
What?
Yes. I went in there until
Wow.
the stranger came and grabbed the flower, which actually was very quick. I was very
Wait,
surprised.
a stranger did grab it?
Yeah, I was holding it out, like palm open, flower out,
Like frozen
an
still?
offering. Yes. And
Wow.
but I was also making eye contact with people to let them know that it was for
Right.
them.
Right. Like this flower is for you. I got
This
it.
flower is yours. Yes. And the
Wow.
other thing that I would do is like ask. I do this at UNC too. I come up with questions that I think are funny and I just start asking them to people. So I did a little bit of that too, because I think everybody needs a little bit of unseriousness.
I agree.
And now I'm here for the summer. I'm not doing the program through the university anymore. Now it's just me vibing on the streets of DC. But
Crazy.
I'll be here until July, and then I start my senior year. So those are my reflections on the semester.
You had such a packed semester. I think it's so like it's so cool because I feel like from talking to you and just like hearing about how it all went, like you were fully working a job and like living pretty much independently. And that just felt like so grown up girl, like girl boss working moment, which is so cool.
I feel like a fake adult.
A fake adult,
Like I'm
exactly.
undercover or something.
But yeah, I like what you said of the little things because I think that's been like that this semester was kind of my saving grace is like trying to appreciate the moments in the day that were not just like my tasks at the internship. So like, you know, I would go to school and I would be, I don't know, I did kind of different, all kinds of different things, but like helping students on a specific music piece or little things like running to make copies for her. But there are just like moments in the day that were so special and were kind of just like unexpected, like talking with like the second graders about like Carolina basketball or
Oh.
yeah, or just like, I don't know, eating lunch with the third graders or eating lunch with my teacher and just like chatting about little things. Like I just being able to like build connections with people this semester. I would say that's been like really important to me. And yeah, leaving was hard. I don't know if you're like thinking about that at all, like leaving DC, but I don't know. I struggle with chapters closing. So it's
Yeah.
like when big things end, it's like, oh my gosh, it's crazy.
So I think in that aspect, I can be a little bit the opposite sometimes. I think I'm always looking for the next thing.
Oh,
And
really?
so sometimes I'm a little too eager to have a chapter close
Yeah.
because I kind of always want to be on the move and trying
Yeah.
something new. But I think when I leave Chapel Hill, it's going to be really hard because I feel roots there in a way that I haven't felt in other communities.
Yeah. And I would definitely say that a big part of that, because I agree, is like the people. Wait, I just realized we haven't even told the viewers how we know each other, how we met.
Oh.
I was thinking about like UNC and communities, and I was like, wait, do you want to take it?
So this was intended to go at the beginning of this episode, but it'll come at the end. We'll leave people in suspense, I guess. So I am curious to hear how you ended up joining this community, but I'll talk a little bit about how it happened for me. So I arrived at UNC as a freshman and really wanted to find a community, and I saw a poster up for a service fraternity, and I thought, wow, I'd really like to be part of a group of people who are service minded. That sounds great. And then I talked to my friend Isabella, who I had just met,
Hey,
and she's sort of
Isabella.
like she's a new friend. She was a new friend. Now she lives in my house. And she said, I'm joining this service organization if you're interested. And I said I was already planning on going. So then I go, and Sarah ended up being part of my pledge class. And very quickly, we started to get close because we just got along and we could chat forever. And that's how we met, was through that community. But Sarah, I'm
Yeah.
curious about how, why you joined, because I don't think I know that actually.
How did I end up there? So when I got to UNC, I kind of had like a idea of like, this is what I want to do, this is the community I want to be a part of. And the first thing I did when I got to UNC is I wanted to be in a music group. I wanted to be an a cappella group. I was like, I'm gonna be just like Pitch Perfect, like I'm gonna be a Bard and Bella. And that didn't work out. I was actually so upset about it. In the moment, it was like the very first or second week of school. And I was like, that was kind of where I was putting all my hope in, just like joining that group and that being my set community. And then I think I had a friend who had mentioned to me a group called APO in the past, and I was like, so like, what's this about? And I looked them up on Instagram, I believe, and they had like an interest form for Rush, and I filled it out. And I actually missed like Rush kickoff. I wasn't even there when it first
I
started, but
missed it too.
they sent out an email and they were like, hey, like if you're still interested, like you're still welcome to Rush. And I felt like me, that was kind of like a nudge, like, okay, I need to give this a shot. And I'm so glad I did because it's been like one of the most meaningful parts of college for me. So that's how I ended up in APO. And we're gonna talk a lot more about APO and that community in later episodes too. So stay
Yes,
tuned.
stay tuned. Last thing, while we close out the pod for today, I want to talk about one thing that we're looking forward to in the next week.
Yes.
So, Sarah, what's happening in your life next week?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, next week's kind of a lot. In the next, I guess, 6 days from now, I am going back home to Greensboro for the day, and I'm actually preaching at my church, which is exciting. So I've been working on my sermon this week. A little stressed at the moment, waiting for it to kind of come together, but I have like a lot I want to say, and I love writing, so the process has been fun but like a little bit stressful too. So yeah, that's this upcoming Sunday. I don't know. I'm excited to be in front of like that community that's pretty much seen me grow up and give a sermon for my graduation, so I'm excited about that. And my other friend is preaching too, so it's not just me, which is great. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing I have going on this coming week, and I'm excited about it.
So that sounds like a wonderful full circle moment to be in front of a community that raised you and getting to say something that's important to you. So I'm really
It
excited for you.
is.
In my next week, I'm really excited because a lot of friends from Chapel Hill are beginning to trickle up to DC for internships. And I have spent a long time working on building my community here, and I think it'll be refreshing to have some of my community brought up to me. So
Oh,
that's the
that's
thing that
so
I'm the most
sweet.
excited for. Yes. And I love being able to see people that are familiar to me from certain environments in new environments, because I think
Yes.
there's like something about us that stays the same when we move different places. And I think it's wonderful to be able to connect even when your circumstances are different.
Yes,
So
it's
that's
like
what I'm excited about.
a little taste of home. That's so sweet.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, well, I think we just finished our first podcast
Yes, we did.
episode.
This is so
Oh,
exciting.
I'm so excited for the summer. And all the episodes that are to come. We're gonna have some fun guests, talk about some cool things, and Hopefully y'all don't get bored of us yapping.
Yeah. Stay tuned.